Select Committee on Security and Constitutional Development, acting on behalf of the chair, who is all outside the country. I would request members to introduce themselves, the department to introduce themselves, human rights to also do the same, and we start engaging. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Dennis Bloom. I'm from Kroonstad in the Free State. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I'm Reli Makasana Manzini, member of this committee, and I'm from Mpumalanga.
Tunka Matila, a member of the committee from the third largest city in the world called Tshwane.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Louis Zimande, not yet out of the country. And I'm from KZN, the city of choice, member of the committee. Thank you, Chair.
My name is Jack Becker. I'm a member of this committee and a delegate from the Western Cape.
I'm Sipho Plaeke from the Northwest Province.
Thank you very much, the department.
Good morning, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. I'm General Pahlani, the Divisional Commissioner of Forensic Services in the South African Police Service.
Good morning, Chair. I'm Major General Adeline Shezi, also from the Forensic Services.
Morning, Chair, Honourable Members. I'm Philip Jacobs from the Legal Services of the South African Police Service. Thanks.
Good morning, Chair, Honourable Members. Amichan Soman from the Civilian Secretariat for Police. Yes.
It's no more in the morning, it's in the afternoon, and they all are greeting in the morning. Just a clarification.
The correction noted. Do we get the human rights?
Good afternoon, honourable members. My name is Rachel Ward. I'm from the South African Human Rights Commission.
Good afternoon, Fadla Adams, Human Rights Commission as well.
Good afternoon. I'm also from the Human Rights Commission.
I guess those others are observers who were with them in the morning are also welcome to observe. But we are no longer in the traditional course. Here is another issue. Don't you want them to know you?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Gershwin Dixon. I'm the secretary for the committee.
Afternoon, Anthea van der Berg. I'm content advisor to the committee.
Afternoon, Kululeko Mangweni, committee assistant.
Afternoon, we are TAC members. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Can we fight?
Good afternoon. I'm Patricia Whittle, a researcher for the committee.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm Teresa Rose from the Department of Justice.
Good afternoon. I'm Sisa Makaveni from the Office of the Chief State Advisor.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Let me once more again welcome the public who want to observe. You are heartily welcome. It's your parliament. It's another meeting you'll observe. And welcome once more, honorable members. Welcome the general and the delegation, welcome human rights and our staff. Without waste of time, I will take the matter to the department to take us through the responses in terms of the amendment requested. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. We will ask the General Jacobs
to take us through the presentation which was circulated earlier. Safe to say, Chair, that our response is going to confirm what we had said before the committee, following the presentation by the Human Rights Commission, in that the only point that we found it holding water is the argument advanced by the HRC to have them not included on the board. All other issues we believe that have been well deliberated on during the process of formulating this bill. On that note, Chair, General Jacobs is going to take us through the presentation. Thank you.
General Jacobs, you can take it.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, we have taken the recommendations of the Human Rights Commission and prepared response on that. The very first recommendation was that the Human Rights Commission proposed that the bill must be aligned with the Child Justice Act by stating the corresponding schedule of offences under which the children's DNA are to be taken. Chair, I must say when we prepared the bill and deliberated on it in the Portfolio Committee, there was a decision that Schedule 1 of the Criminal Procedure Act must be amended. The Human Rights Commission already indicated that they are more satisfied with the more confined schedule, but refers to the Child Justice Act. Chair, when we drafted the new Schedule 8 to the Criminal Procedure Act, we took note of a whole lot of legislation. We looked at the Child Justice Act. We've looked at the new legislation regarding torture, the issue of the Firearms Control Act, the Explosives Act, etc. Chair, I think you will appreciate that we cannot, in a bill like this, focus just on the Child Justice Act. Our approach was to look and see what are the type of offences where DNA can really be utilised. It doesn't help us to mention an offence that where DNA would not really be applicable. So, Chair, the new Schedule 8 in the bill was really focused at in which type of offence will DNA be relevant. And we definitely took cognizance of the Child Justice Act in the process as well. Chair, in that regard, we do not recommend that any amendment to the bill is really proposed. Chair, the second one is that the Human Rights Commission proposed that or an appropriate adult be inserted in clause 15K1B and 15N2E of the bill. Chair, both provisions presently provide for assistance by the child's parent or guardian. Through the addition of an appropriate adult, it might be of assistance, though it should be noted that the bill is aimed at the taking of buccal samples of suspects or possible suspects and not of victims. When the Human Rights Commission made their submission, reference was made to the instance where a child was raped and the father need then as a parent give permission or assist the child. Chair, in that regard, the child would be regarded as a victim and not as a suspect whose DNA must be taken in terms of the investigation, although the DNA might be taken as a victim. No amendment in this regard is therefore also supported. Chair, the next one is that the Human Rights Commission states that the bill is silent on persons with disabilities, therefore leaving the door open for possible violations of their rights. Chair, the proposed section 36A, subsection 3, provides that buccal samples must be taken by an authorised person who is of the same gender as the person from whom such sample is required, and then stated specifically with strict regard to decency and order. So, Chair, whether the person from whom the DNA is taken is a child, whether it's a person with disabilities, whether it's any person, it must be taken with strict regard to decency and order. This requirement is valid in respect of all persons from whom swabs are taken and not only persons with disabilities. In addition, the Minister of Police may place further requirements for taking of buccal samples from any persons. The opinion is therefore held that also in this regard no further amendment is required. Chair, the next one, the Human Rights Commission recommends that a 30-day time frame is articulated in the bill or should be articulated in the bill with regards to the loading of DNA samples onto the NFDD. The bill clearly provides that DNA samples must be destroyed within 30 days from the date upon which the profile has been determined. It is incorrectly stated by the Human Rights Commission that the DNA sample must be loaded on the NFDD. The profile will be loaded. It was explained that in practice it could present practical problems in laying down a time frame in this regard. Normally it would be a seamless process of putting the profile on the database as soon as it has been obtained. The Chair, in this regard, there's also no amendment supported. General Paslani also during the previous meeting explained further in this regard. Chair, the following recommendation was that the Human Rights Commission proposes the addition of a provision relating to the DNA sample freely and without due influence in the case of innocent persons' DNA. Chair, where the DNA is taken of volunteers, the informed consent of the person is required. Courts require consent to be given freely and without undue influence to be valid. The bill furthermore in the proposed section 15K2 refers to what the person must be informed of. In other words, it's explained what informed consent means. Inter alia that he or she is under no obligation to give consent. Chair, in my opinion, that means nothing else than freely. So in this regard, there's also no amendment required. Chair, the next recommendation is that the Human Rights Commission proposes a human rights response to training in respect of DNA taking. The training of police officials will be given by the Department of Health and is already prescribed in a government gazette. In addition to the proposed section 15T, which provides that the National Commission and Director of IPED must develop awareness programs to support the implementation of the Act aimed at the public, the police and IPED. A human rights approach is reflected in various dimensions of the bill. And in this regard, there's also no amendment supported. Chair, then the Human Rights Commission recommends that the Human Rights Commission as a constitutional body, accountable only to Parliament and the Constitution, should be removed from the Oversight and Ethics Board and the Secretary of Police also. Also that the board be mandated to promote, seek and remedy for violations of human rights. Chair, the Oversight and Ethics Board can determine its own rules. It was expected that the representative of the HRC could give guidance as to human rights issues in the board. However, should it not wish to be part thereof, it must be respected. As to the Secretary of Police on the board, it was explained to the committee that in terms of the oversight role of the Secretary of Police, the appointment should not be conflicting as the SAPS is not represented on the board. Chair, the proposal in this regard is, should the committee be of the opinion that the Human Rights Commission must be removed from the bill as representative on the Oversight and Ethics Board, it is respected. However, this will need a reconfiguration of the Oversight and Ethics Board. As to the mandate and functions of the board, these have been carefully considered by the Portfolio Committee and should not be changed. Chair, if we look at section 15V2 of the bill, it says that the board must consist of not more than 10 persons appointed by the minister on a part-time basis for a period not exceeding 5 years, of whom, A, 5 persons must be from outside the public sector with knowledge and experience in forensic science, human rights law or ethics relating to forensic science, and B, 3 persons must be from the public sector on the level of at least a chief director, namely, 1, the Secretary of Police or his or her representative, 2, a representative of the Department of Health and who has knowledge in the field of DNA, 3, a representative from the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development who has a sound knowledge of constitutional law, and then, Chair, it is proposed that should the representative from the Human Rights Commission in subsection of paragraph C be removed, that we insert a representative from the Department of Correctional Services. Chair, I think the committee will realize the important role of the Department of Correctional Services in terms of the taking of DNA samples from persons who have already been convicted, and we feel that that department can also make a valuable contribution on the board. Thank you, Chair. Submitted for the committee's consideration. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much for taking us through the responses. I'll now request the human rights to also respond to SLE.
Thank you, honourable members, and for the presentation. I think we agree with a lot of the issues raised. The issues we raised in our original submission, minus the issue to do with the Oversight Board, we feel can be adequately dealt with in further regulations related to how children are treated in conflict with the law, whether they are a victim or a perpetrator, and with regards to persons with disabilities. On the issue of the Oversight Board, we agree that we need to be removed, and we accept the proposals that were given in the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the support. I will now allow members to engage with the report. Honorable Bloom, Matila.
No, Chairperson, I will agree with the proposals, especially on page 9. That a representative from the Department of Correctional Services must be included. I see that the human rights agree with the proposal. So I will move that we second this presentation.
Thank you very much, Matthew.
Chair, I want to second the for the proposal of the adoption of the bill with the said amendment as indicated, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I have a slight problem in terms of the proposal from General Jacobs now, that they are saying correctional services is put in because of Human Rights Commission. So what I'm saying, Chair, I'm not opposed to correctional services in, but I think we need to, in terms of drafting, word those things properly. That correctional services, it was an omission. It was a wrong omission anyway. So they are just... It should come in as just a proposal that inclusion of correctional services on those three public service, it's health, justice, and the secretariat. I think it would change the number there, Chair, to say 4. Not necessarily that it's an addition of the department and not the replacement of the Human Rights Commission, so to speak, so that the drafting is accordingly and appropriate. I don't have the document here with me, Chair, but I hope the principle is that we are just adding correctional service because it was an omission. I think that's what I'm hearing Honourable Bloom is saying. Not that we then have to try and coin in as a replacement of the Human Rights Commission. I think that's the proposal I'm making, Chair. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Any other member? Are we done? Thank you very much. In view of the settlement from the members and in view of the input from the Human Rights Commission, their satisfaction and the presentation by police, and in the light of what Honorable Louis Zimad is saying in terms of rephrasing, instead of a replacement, we say an addition, I move that we adopt. Any second?
No, Chairperson, we have already moved. You can't from the chair. We have already, and it was seconded by
Because I just heard, I second, the other one, I second, I did not hear the move. He was so good. Thank you very much. The presentation, delegation from police is accepted. And we would want to take the opportunity to thank you very much, the Human Rights, for your input. Indeed, you are vanguard of the rights of the people. You could see the role you are playing. We also thank the department for really doing work on behalf of the state. We thank you very much. It's not the end. I'm sure many bills are still coming in amendments. We'll continue to engage. Honorable member, I thank you very much for being present.